It was a holiday in Thailand today. Banks, markets and schools were shut, but this was no ordinary holiday. It was ordered by the military after senior army leaders staged a coup, suspended the constitution and declared martial law. The tanks remain in front of key buildings in Bangkok, but so far the country seems to have reacted calmly to the coup. The Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawat, is on his way from the UN General Assembly in New York to London. The military, who say they've seized power from him, are promising to hand over that power to a new Prime Minister within 2 weeks. The leader of the coup, the Army Commander-in-Chief, General Sonthi Buniyatglin, has appeared on national television. He said the army seized power in order to unite the nation after months of political turmoil.
Those governing appeared corrupt. They interfered in private organizations and therefore weren't able to resolve the country's conflicts. If we had let the situation continue, it would have affected national security, the economy, politics, and endangered the revered king. As a result, the council has to take power in order to resolve the conflict and bring normalcy and harmony back to the people. We would like to reaffirm that we do not intend to rule the country and will return power to the people as soon as possible.
So, what's the picture on the streets of the capital, Bangkok? Our correspondent Jonathan Head has been out to test the mood.
Well, I think this scene will tell you a lot about how peaceful this coup has been. I'm actually down at Government House at the moment. This is the seat of power in Bangkok. It's where Prime Minister Thaksin has his office, and it was one of the first objectives of the coup plotters. I can see a row of tanks lined up behind railings next to Government House, and there are several heavily armed troops blocking traffic coming in and out. But there are also dozens of ordinary people who've come down here to watch these events unfolding in their capital, almost like a kind of fun day out. There's no sense of tension. They're all milling around with the soldiers, chatting, joking with them, lining up to have their photographs taken. And the soldiers have all carefully tied yellow ribbons around their guns and around the barrels of their tanks, yellow being the colour of the king, King Bhumibol, a revered figure here in Thailand. If he is seen to support this move, most people in Thailand will probably accept it. And I think it's fair to say there is definitely a sense of relief among ordinary people here that at least this coup has brought the protracted political infighting of the last few months to a head. Doubtless there'll be others who see this as a huge step backwards, though. After all, it's been 15 years since we last saw soldiers taking control in Thailand. The country's changed out of all recognition since then. Many thought the era of military coups was behind them and that this country should be seen as a beacon of democratic hope for this region. Well, once again, the soldiers have intervened, and it seems that democracy here was a great deal more fragile and less well-rooted than many had hoped.
Jonathan Head in Bangkok. The coup has caused international unease among many leaders, among them New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark.
We're very shocked and disturbed by what is happening in Bangkok. We believe it's bad for Thailand. We believe it's bad for Southeast Asia. Of course, Thailand has a past history of many military coups, but everyone thought that those days were well behind Thailand.
Other leaders have taken a more pragmatic view. Matti Vanhanen is the Prime Minister of Finland, the country which currently holds the presidency of the European Union.
What has happened now has happened, and we are hoping that they can organize new elections as soon as possible and they can give the power back to a democratic parliament and government.
Well, the Thai military say they intervened to restore national harmony. The question is, are soldiers really the best people to do that? Sam Zarifi speaks for the international human rights organization Human Rights Watch.
There is no question that Prime Minister Thaksin was the chief contributor to the political crisis and the human rights crisis and all the allegations of corruption that created this impasse. But the Thai military itself doesn't necessarily have the greatest record, just looking at the past few years. Having the military intervene as it did is a step back, and it ultimately weakens civil society in Thailand. And of course, we've seen that in other parts of the world. Once the military gets involved in civilian affairs, it's tough to get it out.
Jakrapot Pinkair is a senior member of the Thai Rak Thai Party, used to be Mr. Thaksin's Deputy Secretary General. Julian Keane asked him if the Prime Minister had brought this all on himself.
Well, as Prime Minister, one has to be responsible for the whole thing that happens to the country he ran or runs. So the Prime Minister can be said of being responsible, but how will they reconcile the disagreements that can be construed as problems? It is the point of great disagreement. We would think that democratic means through election would be the best means to reconcile whatever cause or what causes it.
How do you account for the way in which this military coup, though, seems to have been generally accepted by the people of Thailand?
I wouldn't agree with that at all. There's no democratic means to prove what you said to be true. How would we know that the majority of the country leans towards either way? Right now, we have to adhere to the election and the democratic means to know just that. So right now we can presume things because this country shouldn't be run by elitists. It should be run by the people.
But you know that Prime Minister Thaksin had become deeply unpopular with certain sections of society in Thailand. Clearly he was popular in the countryside where he got most of his votes from in the last election. But there were many, many people who refused to vote for him. They spoiled their ballot papers in the April election. The opposition parties refused to take part in that election. And indeed, that election was declared by legal authorities in Thailand to be unsatisfactory.
Well, a leader can be unpopular on some sections of the society. Doesn't it happen to Tony Blair? The problem is, if we have the point of consideration, we bring it to the election campaign. So to create this high degree of unpredictability for the country, I think it hurts the country in the long run. But since this already happens, we're not going to enhance the damage to the country by causing some resistance.
Thaksin Shinawatra's former Deputy Secretary General Jakrapot Pinkair speaking on The World Service.
So first to Thailand, which is shut down for the day. Banks, markets and schools are closed, not because of a public holiday, but on the orders of the military. Army leaders have staged a coup, suspended the constitution and declared martial law. All this while the Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawatra, was out of the country in New York attending a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. So why did they do it? A spokesman for the coup leaders said irreconcilable differences between Mr. Thaksin and his opponents had created conflict and discord, forcing the army to act. News of the takeover came with a statement by the Deputy Thai Prime Minister, Surakiat Sathirathai.
This morning we have been informed that there were a group of Thai military people who attempted a coup d'etat to overthrow the constitutionally and legally elected government. They sent soldiers and tanks to surround the government house and taken over some of the television station. So Prime Minister decided to proclaim the serious state of emergency. He already spoke to the people, announced the proclamation, and already appointed the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces to be the person who is in charge of the internal security and instructed him to report to the acting Prime Minister who is in Bangkok. My advice to the people in Thailand is to stay calm and to listen to the instruction of the Prime Minister who is from the constitutionally elected government. He has already acted in accordance with the constitution and the law of Thailand because the situation has warranted the proclamation of the serious state of emergency.
Well, back in New York, Thailand's government spokesman, Surapong Swebwong Lee, said the coup wouldn't succeed.
Just some of the military officers come out, try to make the coup attempt, but confirm that they cannot succeed. At this moment, nowadays, nobody can accept the coup anymore because the democracy in Thailand has developed to some step of maturity.
Jemsak Bintong is a senator, TV host, and an outspoken critic of Mr. Thaksin. He told us he supported the coup.
I'm watching, and I am trying to see, because I would say that nothing is worse than what Thaksin has done. And Thaksin has made, I would say, that the silence coup already, because he controlled the country as a dictatorship by using money and in a corrupt way. Nothing is worse than Thaksin regime.
You said that that life under Mr. Thaksin had been like a dictatorship, but he was elected democratically. Wouldn't it be better to solve this situation democratically, i.e. under the elections due in November?
Election with control of the media and controls of many things, and they use a lot of money in the election. So everyone can expect that what the outcome will be. Thaksin has control almost everything. We just almost have no way out for the democracy.
Nevertheless, Mr. Thaksin does enjoy a great deal of support in the country. Are you worried that this coup may end up destabilizing the situation more, that it might turn violent?
No, I don't worry at all. Thaksin has popular, well, I can say that we're not very clean, because they use a lot of money and to stimulate people to do it. Right now, I think that no one will give the money to the rulers and so on. I'm quite sure that there will be no protest or fighting on this.
Chimsak Bitong in Bangkok.